What's going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we would like to see come to the game. And guys, there is no end to the things that the community wants to see come to the game. So if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing to it on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, be that Apple Podcasts or even Spotify, whatever you listen to podcasts on. And if you really, really enjoy listening to it, why don't you share it with a friend who also might enjoy Dig Straight Down? Maybe you've got a friend that you play Minecraft with, and y'all like to talk about ideas for Minecraft updates, or maybe you like to theorize on upcoming updates, all of that kind of stuff. If you've got a buddy who's interested in that, they will probably be interested in the things we talk about on this podcast. All right, guys, before we get into the Q&A segment, I want to just take a moment real quick and just give you a heads up about a little change in the schedule, just temporarily. So next week, I'm going to be taking a break from doing an episode every day. I'll just be doing one episode next week, and the following week as well will just be one episode. So I'm just kind of taking a step back, just taking a little breather, just letting the podcast breathe a little bit. I got some in real life stuff to deal with. Nothing big, nothing bad, just things that require my time and energy. And I don't really have, I can't really afford to give that time and energy to my hobby over the next couple of weeks. So this week will be normal. Next week, one episode, and the following week, one episode as well. For June and December, I will be taking those months off completely. I don't know if I'm going to do like rerun episodes during those months. I'll think about that. Maybe if you want to hear rerun episodes, you can let me know in an email or on the Discord. But regardless, I will be taking June off and December off, and there will be no new episodes in those months. I'm going to do that from now on. I've done it in the past before, and it was really, really good for me to do that, just to give myself a little mental break, a little, you know, refresh, you know, to kind of keep the podcast fresh for me and avoid burnout. I'm not feeling burned out, but some days I just feel, man, it would just be really nice to kind of have a little break and take a step back. So I'm taking that pressure off myself by taking these breaks, and I hope you guys understand. Again, I might do throwback episodes, but I'm not sure if I am or not. I might just completely take my hands off and let it coast for a while. But anyway, just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that, just so you don't get thrown off by the change next week and the week following, and then also in June and December. So I'll probably mention it a couple of times in the future, just so that people know what's going on. But that's what it is. So, all right, let's get into the Q&A segment. This is a part of this segment, the beginning of every podcast, where I like to turn the spotlight on you guys as usual, because you guys are the heart and soul of this podcast. Like, this podcast is really about featuring your ideas. I know I give my opinions a lot, but this podcast really is about you guys. So thank you so much for participating. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys this very important question. Does 1.21, with all the snapshots that have come out and all the features that have been featured, does that feel like a combat update to you? I've seen a lot of opinions out there saying either way, and I wanted to hear what you guys had to say. Micaiah says, yes, having the mace added is one of the highlights of the update, and the dog armor tops too. Both of these are a significant assists for combat. And I tend to agree. Like, the mace caught me off guard. Like, I was not expecting something like that. Like, a new weapon. Really, I wasn't expecting a new weapon. But that's not the part that surprised me. The part that surprised me is how powerful the mace is. It's not just, you know, a new weapon that you can craft, you know, on your first day in Minecraft. This is like something that's quite significant. And also the dog armor, just a crowd pleaser, to be honest. So many people who did not vote for the armadillo are now saying, you know what, that was a good idea. Now that we're seeing the armadillo kind of come into its own, and the dog armor really pleasing everybody. So I agree. Those are really good combat features. James says, yes, think about it. A new weapon enchantments, new bad omen rework, and trial chambers that are focused around fighting mobs. And when you put it like that, sure, that's a good perspective on this that, you know, you can see the combat aspects of this update. Miles says, it's not actually overhauled anything, just added new features. So no, it's not until they change the weaker aspects that have been left behind. And, you know, this is actually where I tend to fall on it. I see that there are combat themes in this update. But would I call it an update to Minecraft combat? I'm kind of iffy on that. I would say yes and no, depending on how you look at it. But I do like this perspective is like there's a lot of things about Minecraft update that need tweaking. And they know that. They've been working on this for years with the combat snapshots. And that's kind of what I would like to see come to this update before they're completely done with it. I would like to see some rebalancing to the existing weapons. And of course, you guys know anything that they can do to make the Trident better would be excellent. Crossbow as well, but Trident, I feel like, needs a little bit more love than the crossbow. Silas says, it is close, but not quite yet. The developers either need to add combat playstyles or they need to redo armor. So combat playstyles is a fascinating idea. I feel like that's more player-dependent than game-dependent. It just depends on how you adapt to the features that are available to you. But it would be cool to see those features that are being added sort of leaning into prevailing styles in the community. Energy Turtle says, yes, dog armor, the mace, the breeze, all combat features. This is definitely a combat update. Torben says, no, I don't really see any theme at all. Maybe if they overhaul the combat system. And yeah, the theme for this update is kind of puzzling, and I think it'll be more clear once they actually release the name of it. Jackie says, no, but how do we get the mace on Bedrock Edition? I tried turning on experiments. That's a great question. I do not know. Maybe do a quick Google of it. I'm sure somebody's covered that on YouTube. Anselm says, no, because for me, a combat update means changing the mechanics of combat, not just new items. Again, this is where I kind of fall, is I want to see those existing combat features overhauled, even more than I want to see new features added. He-he-he-ha says, no, because if it was a combat update, it would most likely have more use. It would most likely have more attack skills instead of mindless swing a sword all over the place. Now, I think that's a perspective matter. I would say that the mace, and we're going to talk about this in the main discussion, the mace is a skill-based weapon. And honestly, almost all of the weapons in Minecraft are skill-based to in one extent or another. But the mace is most definitely a skill-based weapon. If you have a mace, but you're not good at using it, it's useless. You have to be good at using the mace in order to really get the most out of it. So I would kind of disagree with this take, and I would say that the mace definitely is a skill-based weapon and not a randomly, you know, button-mashing type of weapon. HT says, no, it is more of an element update. The breeze rod, and the wind charge as the wind, the mace, heavy core, bogged as earth. I think the update for a trident is in order. I would agree with that last point, definitely. And that's a cool kind of a view of this update being elemental. Definitely very windy, I would say. And honestly, it's interesting that you put the mace in earth category. I would almost put it in the wind category because of the windburst enchantment and because you use a breeze rod to craft it. And it is kind of related to the air because you would use a smash attack by falling out of the air. So I kind of see this more aligned with the air than I do with earth. But the bogged definitely is earth related. But yes, Trident needs to be updated. And finally, the Legender says, no, I wish. In my opinion, they would have to add more than one weapon and actually change PvP mechanics. Because if it doesn't affect PvP, like the trial chambers, I wouldn't consider it a combat update. Again, I kind of agree with this. They gave us a lot of cool combat features, but they didn't touch the existing ones that already are there in the game. They gave us a new thing to fight, a new place to fight, and a new thing to fight with. And that's cool and all, but I kind of wish that they would have revisited how PvP actually works, or just combat in general. Well, guys, thank you for these thoughts and opinions. If you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with that Q&A post, or you can go to the Discord. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment, and I will do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the show notes of this episode, so go check it out. It's a great place to go and chat with listeners of the podcast, talk about Minecraft, your ideas and opinions on Minecraft updates, and maybe even the One Block Challenge. That's a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast where I give you guys a theme and challenge you to make up, in your own imagination, a single block to add to Minecraft related to that theme. This week's theme is a block that has something to do with randomness. So all the details are in the description of this episode if you want to be a part of that. The deadline for this week's challenge is tomorrow, so you might want to go ahead and get started if you haven't already. And don't worry about it if you don't have enough time. Thursday, I usually announce the next theme, so you can even wait till Thursday if you want to sort of wait for the next theme to be announced. All right, guys, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. Snapshot 24W13A was incredible. I know I talked about it yesterday. I wasn't really feeling good yesterday, guys. I had like a headache and some allergy issues because of the change of weather and seasons going on here. So I felt like I just sort of really butchered covering the snapshot. So I'm going to be probably talking about this snapshot for a while now. So I apologize if I got some details wrong yesterday. I know for a fact that I did got a lot of details wrong, especially about the new effects. I even said the wrong name for something in the episode. So it was not my best episode yesterday, but hopefully I'll make up for it in the future. We're going to be reviewing the mace enchantments and talking about how this reflects on weapons in general. So they've finally added enchantments for the mace in the addition of new unique enchantments for the mace, as well as the ability to add some existing enchantments to the mace. And I think this is an excellent move. So let's go over the enchantments that you can apply to your mace. First of all, you have Smite. This is the enchantment that you can put on your weapon and allows your weapon to deal more damage against undead mobs. Next, we have Bane of Arthropods. It's like Smite, except instead of for undead mobs, it's for arthropod mobs. That includes spiders, cave spiders, bees, silverfish, endermites, those kind of mobs. One of the most useless enchantments, in my opinion. Smite's pretty useless as well, but not as much as Bane of Arthropods. Next, we have Fire Aspect, and we all know that's a great enchantment. It has a lot of fans in the community. Fire Aspect, essentially, if you don't know what that is, you put this on your weapon, and when you attack a target with your weapon, it sets that weapon, that target, on fire. So this can be used in combat very, very well. The downside of it is that if your target, if the player that you're fighting or if the mob that you're fighting bumps into you, you also catch on fire. So it requires a little bit of skill to use effectively. And then next we have Unbreaking, basically allowing your weapon to decrease durability slower, so you don't have to repair it as often. And Mending, again, so that you can repair your weapon with experience points. So Unbreaking, Mending, some classic combination there. And next we have Curse of Vanishing. This is, if you have this in your inventory, something that is enchanted with Curse of Vanishing, and you die, it goes away forever. You cannot get it back. It would be horrible to have this on anything, especially something like a mace. So crazy that they put that on the mace. So those are the existing enchantments that can be added to a mace now. Let's talk about the three unique new enchantments that can only be added to the mace. First of all, we have Density. This can be up to level 5. It increases the damage per fallen block, increasing by 1 per level. So, essentially, this makes your smash attacks much more powerful. A smash attack on the mace, essentially what that is if you fall from a certain number of blocks high, I think it's if you fall over a block and a half high, then you unlock a smash attack that is just basically a more powerful attack with the mace. If you have Density on your mace, it makes it all the more powerful. So the further you fall, the more powerful your attack will be. This is probably going to be one of the most sought after mace enchantments, probably one of the most useful ones, and definitely one of the ones that is there to set the mace as the most powerful weapon in the game. Next we have Breach, and this one is going to be very, very good for PvP situations. Breach reduces the effectiveness of armor on the target. The armor's effectiveness is reduced by 15% per level, and I'm pretty sure Breach can go up to level 5, maybe level 3, but I'm sure it's level 5. This is a great enchantment for PvP. Netherite armor finally has an answer in this enchantment. So 15% per level is really, really significant. If you have the highest level of this enchantment on your mace, you're looking at ignoring up to half of the armor's effectiveness on your opponent. So crazy good enchantment here. And next we have Windburst, probably the fan favorite. Windburst emits a burst of wind, like that of a wind charge, upon hitting an entity, launching the attacker upward and shoving nearby entities away from the launch point. This can be used to chain smash attacks. The strength of the Windburst increases per level. So this is going to be the one that's really, really fun to use. Essentially, and when I first heard about the Windburst enchantment, I thought, okay, well, you use a smash attack, then you unlock this Windburst. No, if you just jump up and hit your opponent, this Windburst effect happens. So you can then unlock, or you can initiate a smash attack from ground level. You don't have to be up high to do this. That's what's crazy about this. You will be bouncing around the battlefield or the trial chamber, just chaining smash attack after smash attack. Now, this is going to be very skill-based, so you're not going to be able to do this right away. You're going to need to practice to get good at it. But this is going to be one of the ones that, especially combined with Breach and Density, maybe even Fire Aspect, it's just going to push the mace to the top of the tier list very quickly, as being a very, very awesome weapon to have. So, do the enchantments change my thoughts on the mace? Not really. I think that the mace is still holding its position as the most powerful weapon in the game. I'm so glad they finally put enchantments on the mace. That's the thing that it was missing, especially mending and unbreaking, because a mace is very, very difficult to get in the game. But I really, really love the unique enchantments that it has, especially Windburst. I think that's going to be the most fun to use. So, what this has done for the mace, though, is that the mace has changed from a situation-based weapon to a skill-based weapon, as all weapons should be skill-based. What I mean by that is that instead of having to pillar up or drop down a ledge to do a smash attack, Windburst allows the mace user to initiate a smash attack combo from ground level. This takes skill, but it can be done. It's not situation-based anymore. You don't have to pillar up. You don't have to be in a high position. You can do it from a ground level. Swords, bows, axes, and crossbows are the same, in my opinion. Maybe not to the same extent, but they are definitely the same. They are skill-based weapons, not relying on external situations to be met for them to be used powerfully. Now, you know where I'm going with this. Ah, the Trident. The Trident is still the outlier. It requires a situation, namely rain or being in water, not skill, to be used effectively. This needs to change. Now, there are several possibilities for changes to happen for the Trident to actually be better. One, speed related. So the faster the player goes, the more powerful the Trident's attacks are. That would encourage sprinting in combat and just high mobility. Distance thrown for the ranged attack. The further your Trident travels, the more powerful its strike is. We also have channeling. What if we didn't have to have a thunderstorm to use channeling? That would be a great way to make the Trident better. We also have the possibility of upgrading the Trident to a Netherite tier. This would just give it a general buff in its effectiveness. Applying sharpness to a Trident would also make it more powerful, in the same way sharpness makes axes and swords more powerful. changing the condition of impaling. Oh my goodness. Impaling is the most ridiculous enchantment for the trident, and maybe the most ridiculous enchantment in the game. It's so dumb. So changing the condition of impaling so that it works in all situations against all entities, regardless of whether or not they're wet. Come on, that's a no-brainer. And lastly, giving targets a new water-themed effect that helps the trident user in battle. So maybe if there was a new enchantment for the trident that stuck with a water theme but didn't rely on water being around, I think that would be kind of interesting. Personally, I like the idea of player speed unlocking the trident's power, just like falling unlocks the smash attacks for the mace. So sprinting around with your trident makes it more powerful. Combining with ranged attacks being more powerful the further the trident is thrown, and changing the condition of impaling so that it can affect attacks against any entity, whether that or not they are wet. Now, I know I've talked about this so much, and I'm sure you're so tired of hearing about it, but this has basically become my mission in Minecraft, to see a day when the trident is overhauled so that it can stand toe-to-toe with late-game weapons without needing water or rain. And so I'm inviting you guys, come up with your own ideas. If you're on Twitter, that's a great place to interact with the developers in a very nice and kind and constructive way. Let them know that we want the trident to be changed. The trident needs more love in combat. Yes, it has its niche. Yes, people can use it, and it is a good weapon, but it is an outlier among all the other weapons in the game, and it needs to join that late game stage to be a very effective weapon in its own right. And there's so many ways that this could be done. I want to see a community come up around the trident and push for the trident to be better loved by the community and improved one day in the game. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions and comments and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.